Paragraph 1 reads, "In order to track the passage of days and years, civilizations throughout history have devised calendars. While many of these calendars have fallen out of use, dozens are still used today for business, cultural, and practical purposes. Today, the most widely used calendar in the world is the Gregorian calendar, which serves as the international standard for the representation of dates and times. Developed in the 16th century, the modern solar calendar has proved wildly successful, providing an accurate and effective way to track the relative positions of the Earth and the Sun."
So, in order to be able to track the passage of time in terms of days and years, civilizations throughout history have devised different types of calendars. So, of course, many of these calendars have fallen out of use, so people just don't use them anymore. But dozens are still used today for different reasons, for business, cultural, and practical purposes. So, nowadays, the most widely used calendar is the Gregorian calendar. So that's just the internationally accepted calendar, and it's this international standard that represents dates and times, because it'd be pretty confusing if every country used a different calendar. It'd be hard to do business, to travel, to basically do anything outside of your own country.
So people use the standard calendar. Now pretty much every country uses the Gregorian calendar, which is just the international standard. So this particular calendar in its particular form was developed in the 16th century, meaning the 1500s. And so it's an example of a solar calendar, meaning that it corresponds to solar cycles. Some people use lunar calendars, which revolve around the lunar cycles, right, roughly a month long. The Gregorian calendar, like a lot of other calendars, has sort of elements of both. I mean, there's a reason there's 12 months in the year. It's because there's roughly 12 lunar cycles in a year. But fundamentally, it is a solar calendar, and it's been very successful because it provides a way of tracking the relative positions of the Earth and the Sun, so that if you know what the date is, you know what season it is, right? So if it's the middle of January, it's going to be cold, and you know, if you're a farmer and you're thinking about when to start planting your crops, you know exactly what day or what month of the year to start doing that.